Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Nun Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the 6-5 Mishnah Brura, and we're getting a brand new section of Halachos, the Halachos of Rosh Hashanah. We finished off the Dinim of Tanesim, fascinating, important information. Now we enter into the Yomim Noroim, discussing the Halachos of Rosh Hashanah, and we begin with Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, and these are the Dinei Yemei Tachanunim, the Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're dealing over here with Elul Zman, and the start of saying of Slichos, blowing shofar, Ledovid, Hashem Oriv Yishi, etc., etc. That's what we're going to be discussing, and we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Dapim here are very long, there are a lot of Dirish footnotes, and Mitzvah Hashem will go through as many as we can. Mechaber tells us, Noagim Lokum B'Yashmores is accustomed to get up in the Ashmores, which we'll explain in a moment what that is, Lomar Slichos V'Tachanunim, to say supplications, additional supplications, and to say the Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul V'Eilach, from the start of Rosh Chodesh Elul and onwards, Ad Yom HaKippurim, the 40 days through Yom Kippur. Now, this is, as we'll see, this is the Mechaber talking, this is the Minog of Nusach Svard. The Ramah tells us, the Ashkenazic minion is different, and we start saying Ashkenazim, Elamei Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech, Maschilin Litkoa Achat Tfila Shachris. We blow from Rosh Chodesh Shofar after Tfila Shachris, V'yesh Mekom Moshetokin Gam Kein Arvis, and some places also say it at Marv time, but in regards to Slichos, V'omdim Yashmoros Lomar Slichos B'yom Rishon Shilofnei Rosh Hashanah. We start saying Slichos from the first Sunday, Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, that is before Rosh Hashanah. Now, that's all the Mechaber and Ramah that we're going to do today, which is a mouthful in and of itself, and now we're going to go and discuss the Mishnah Brura and the Deer Shoe footnotes. So let's start with the Mishnah Brura Sivkot Aleph. He says, the Sof HaLaila, the Ashmoris that we're talking about, is at the end of the night. The Sof HaLaila, Kodesh Baruch Hu, shot to be Olam HaZeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, flies about in this world. He traverses this world, the Hu Eis Ratzon, and this is a special opportune time for the Jewish people. Why do we start from Rosh Chodesh Elul? Shows Olam Moshe Bahar Sinai LeKabel Luchos Achronos, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second Luchos, and this was a tremendous Yemei Ratzon for the Klal Yisrael during this 40-day period of time. They viru shofar b'machane, and here they blew shofar every day in the machane. Moshe lo lahar, Moshe went up to the mountain. This way they shouldn't make the mistake. Boshesh, the Moshe came down late, the first luchos, and that caused the chait of the eagle. So therefore, they blew shofar every day to remind the people, this is day one, this is day two. Shlo yitu od achar avodah zorah v'hevi eis ratzon. So the people shouldn't make a mistake, and chas v'shalom make another chait to eagle, and therefore, this was a tremendous eis ratzon, which is why this period of time is an eis ratzon for us. Because smachta mikra, and we have allusions to this in the psukim, anidla dodi v'dodi li, the famous pasuk that says, Rashi tevos elul, it spells out the first letter of each of these four words, it spells out elul. The sofi tevos ola arbon. And there are four yuds at the end of each of these words. It's one yud at the end of each word, so therefore it adds up to 40. So it tells us these 40 days, can they get arbon yom, me rosh chodesh elul, yom kippur, me yimei ratzon. Kibelu arbon yom, during this 40-day period of time, hachuva mekabelis lios libo korvel dodo b'tshuva. We are closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu somehow during this period of time, and more likely to do tshuva, and more likely for our tshuva to be accepted. Because dodo korvelo, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to us during this period of time, lekabel tshuva so me'ava, to accept our tshuva from Ava. Furthermore, V'od Semech, we have another allusion to this from the Pasuk, Mikra, Omal Hashem Elokecha, Es Levavicha, the Es Levav Zarecha, which also is the letters of Elul, Es Levavicha, the Es Levav. So that spells out Elul as well, Rosh Tevos Elul. That was a little introduction, that actually wasn't Sivkot and Aleph. So now we begin Sivkot and Aleph, where it says, Elul V'Elech, from the days of Elul and onwards until Yom Kippur. However, Abba Rosh Chodesh Gufa, but in Rosh Chodesh itself, Ein Om Slichos Tachanunim. We don't say supplications and these slichos on Rosh Chodesh itself. V'chenoagim lomar tehillim kol elu im tachanunim yiratzon. And those that have the custom, as we'll see, we'll bring down momentarily from the Mati Ephraim in the Mishnah Brura, that have the custom to say every day during the month of Elul, 10 kapitel of tillim. So they read twice the entire say to tillim. It's 30 days, so it's 10 times each day times the 30 days is 300. There's 150 kapitel of tillim, so you can read tillim twice, which is the gematria of kaper, the Matei Ephraim tells us. So therefore, it's a wonderful custom, and they say it with yiratzon, but you don't say this yiratzon on a yantif, like Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, ein lahasil Rosh Chodesh. It brings after the Prima Garden not to start on Rosh Chodesh. Sivkot and Beis, you read until you have this custom up until Yom Kippurim. V'nogim b'di Naseinu me Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Yom Kippurim. The custom is to do this during the month of Elul all the way up until Yom Kippur. Lomar b'chol yom, achigmar tefila, mizmor, we say the capital, L'David, Hashem Ori V'Yishi V'chule. It should be always a comma after L'David. L'David, Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And the customers to say this Boker V'Erev, morning and night. The different customers will see Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, as you say it after Mincho, if you say it after Marim. And then, when you conclude that, Vomer Acharov Kaddish, we say a Kaddish Yosom. Kaddish without the Skabel. And our minhag is to say this all the way up until Shmini Atzeres, including Shmini Atzeres. Dear Shifut number 4 brings down from Ravaz Zatzal that this is because it really only is supposed to be said until Hoshana Rabbah. In Eretz Yisrael, but there's no Sfeika the Yoma, they only say until Hoshana Rabbah. So for us, we say until Hoshana Rabbah, but because it's Sfeika the Yoma, we include Shmini Atzeres. That's why we don't say it on Simchas Torah, because it's a Sfeika the Yoma of Hoshana Rabbah, not a Sfeika the Yoma of Shmini Atzeres. Mishabur continues and he says, Uviyom Sheish Bamusaf, on the day that we say Musaf, Achag Matvila Shachris, then we say Ludovit after Shachris, before we say Ein Kamocha, we take out the Torah. Uba Erev, Achar Tvilas Mincha, and then he brings down the custom, which is Nusach Svar, that we say it after Mincha. Uba Kamosh Omri Moso, Achar Gmar Tvila, and for those places say it at the conclusion of the davening, so Berosh Chodesh, Eish Lahakdim, Mizmor Borchi Nafshi, then you say Borchi Nafshi first, because that is more Tadir than Ludovit. And those that say it after Shachris, likewise, the Nogin Gamkin Lomar Shir Shoyom, Achatul Shachris, they say the Yom every day. So the Minog is Yesh Lahakdim Shir Shoyom, you say the Yom first, because that is a more Tadir as well. And this is brought down in the Nachronim. Now, we did a lot of the Mishnah Berurahs here, but we have huge Dirshu footnotes that I want to get to. So Dirshu foot number 1 tells us, V'af Mishmos Dvorov Shizman Amira Slichos, who sofa Lila. This Ashmoris is the last Ashmoris of the Lila. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that there are either 4 Ashmoris in the Lila or 3 Ashmoris in the Lila. So this is talking about the last Ashmor, either the last third or the last quarter of the night. That's the optimal time to say Slichos, but the Mati Ephraim. The Mati Ephraim is the classic sefer, one of the classic Sfarim on the Yavin Aroyim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him extensively. It's written by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios Zatzal, the great Tzaddik, who wrote a wonderful, wonderful sefer, the Mati Ephraim, with commentaries within it as well, the Elif Lamata, that discuss many of the Yamin Aroim discussions. So he brings down there, Shemikomokom Barov HaMakomos Ma'achrim Ba'amiras HaSlichos Adchila Samod HaShachar, that in many places they don't finish the Slichos, and in some places they even start them after the dawn has risen. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, Sha'ach Shabahar B'Makomos Omin Slichos Ach Keshekvar HaYom Gadol, and they, some places even start after the day has already come, meaning even not only after dawn, but even after the Neitzachama. And the Elif Morgain, which is a commentary on the Mati Ephraim, brings down Shem Lo Yochel Lo Marbolos HaShachar. You can't do it early in the morning by dawn. So Efshel Lo Maslichos Af Kol Hayom. Then you can say it all day long. And as we'll see, it's better to actually say it during the day than it is to say it early in the evening. Some places, for whatever the reason, they have the custom that they say it early in the evening. After Meir, they say Slichos. That really is suboptimal. That is the least best way to do it. And it's better to say it during the day at 9 o'clock Shacharis. Say it afterwards or beforehand. That is preferable than saying it right after Marv at night. Why? He says, because these days are Yimei Ratzon. So if you can't do it in the Ashmoris, so then do it as early as you can in the morning. But otherwise, just do it in the day. That's fine. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how it brings down Shekvar Nogu Harbi Shonim V'od Midoros HaKadmonim Sheyu Mekomos She'amru Slichos V'Chatzos HaLayla. He says, this Ashmoros HaLayla, the last third or quarter of the night, the custom has been not to necessarily do it then, but even to start from Chatzos HaLayla, which is the way many people have the minog on the first night of Slichos on that Matzei Shabbos, to start at Chatzos. However, he says, Lomar Slichos B'Layla Kol Chatzos, to say Slichos before Chatzos, that's a very, very big problem, especially more so on a Matzi Shabbos than it is on any other night of the week. And he says, Ein Lomar Shum Slichos, Lo Yud Gimumidos. You're not allowed to say Slichos or Yud Gimumidos, B'Shum Ponim Li'olam, he says, except on Yom Kippur, when we can say them in the nighttime when we finish the Kol Nidre and we Dav Marv, then we say Slichos. That's the only time you're allowed to say them early in the night. What about starting Ashri before Chatzos, or the L'Chashem at Staka, Shema Atvila, things like that, up until the Yud Gimel Midos? So he brings down for Shlomo Zalman that that is okay, Mutu L'Chatchila, even to start Ashri a little bit before. So let's say Chatzos is at 1. So they start Ashri at 12:45, and then by the time they get to the Yud Gimel Midos, it's already Chatzos. That's allowed. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, no, you shouldn't. You should start even Ashri after Chatzos. Then he brings down B'Shas Hatcha Godol under extenuating circumstances. Rav Moshe finds that Zatzal, the Yigas Moshe brings down, for example, you're living in a terrible neighborhood and it's dangerous to go out in the middle of the night. So they daven Marv when it's just sun setting and they want to say Slichos then. So then, bid the Evid, he said you're allowed to do that, but each year it's a separate Horah Shah. And hopefully each year you say next year the neighborhood will be better, they'll be safer, so then we won't have to do this next year. And Therefore, he says, when you're saying the Yud Gimel Midos in that situation, so they're really just saying it like a stam tefillah and not with any guarantee, a haftocha, shelo yeshuvu reikam, like normally when we say the Yud Gimel Midos. And he says, you must publicize that this is a Hora Shah just for this year. And each year, if that occurs, it has to be a Hora Shah. Then he says, what happens? He brings out from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. What happens if your choices are to say Slichos only in these two opportunities, either after Netzach Hamah or after Chatzos at night, which is better? So Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down that it's better to say it after Chatzos. So after Chatzos is still nighttime, better than after Netzach Hamah, which is daytime. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv disagrees, and also Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And they both say, both Tzatzal, She'odif Lomar Baboker, it's better to say it in the morning, even after Netzach Hamah, and not in Chatzos HaLaila. With the one exception being, of course, on the first night, Matzei Shabbos, when even Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who held this way, would say the Slichos after Chatzos on that Matzei Shabbos. Then he brings down, what happens if your choices are in a minyan, that Davins, for example, and only Vasikin. So if they were to say Slichos at the start of Vasikin, they're going to miss davening Vasikin. They're going to not daven with Netzach Hamah. So in this situation, brings down for Chaim Kamenetsky, Shlita as well, better to daven Vasikin and say the Slichos afterwards, rather than say the Slichos at the time that normally would daven Vasikin, and this way give up Vasikin. Then he brings down the af b'makomos, likewise in places, shalom akbidim lo maslichos kodem olos shachar. They're not careful about saying the slichos before olos shachar. So then the Mati Ephraim brings down that on the first day when he's saying the slichos, that they should get up early because the slichos say, b'zakosom ba'od leil. The slichos say that we're doing this at night, and if you don't do it the first day, so then it looks like you're doing something that's sheker, and therefore one should be careful about this. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down that it's not really Divrei Sheker. Kivush Yom Risho, Nechshav Adayin, Kimatzi Shabbos. The whole first day is considered Matzi Shabbos, and therefore, most of these other words that would be considered potentially Divrei Sheker don't apply, but he says, you still shouldn't say, Ba'od Leil, that you shouldn't say. The issue footnote number 2 brings down what I pointed out before, and the Mati Ephraim says that the Kavana originally of the Mishnah Berurah is that you say it after Mincha, but the Elef Magin brings down that there are different Minhagim. Some say it after Marv. This is the Nusach Svard versus Nusach Ashkenaz Machlokis. Each one should do what he does. That brings up the interesting question. What happens if you're davening Svard by Mincha time, but you normally daven Ashkenaz? So you go to an Ashkenaz shul for Marv, so you say it again. And if it's the other way around, if you're davening by a place by Mincha where it's Ashkenaz, so you normally say it, you're allowed to say it quietly by yourself. Person should try not to be in a place where he misses it both times. He should say it one of the two times. So if he's davening in an Ashkenaz minyan by Mincha and a Svard Nusach by Maariv, so he should say it at the place that he normally does. If he's Ashkenaz Asad, he should say it by himself quietly, and that's not a problem of being Poreitz Geder, that he's saying something different than the rest of the Tzibur. Brings down also, interestingly, if you take a little bit longer in your Shemoneh Esrei and you miss Oleinu, and they're up to Ladavid, so say Ladavid with them and say Oleinu afterwards. This is brought down from Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. Then he tells the Dishifu number 3, Ubarchu, the Minog, the people say Barchu afterwards, so he brings down the Chazonish, Sheish Lomo Achre Shomim Ladavid. You say it after the capital Ladavid, Shetikin. The Baruch Hu was said to be for the late comers, so therefore you want to say it as late as possible. So say Ladavid first. We did Deir Shufut number 4 before, so now we go to Deir Shufut number 5. He says, Tama Dovish Yesh Lahakdim is Shir Shayom. Why do you say the Yom first? So the Mati Ephraim says, because it's Tadir. We have the principle, Tadir Shayom, Tadir, Tadir Kodim. However, the Stiplagon Zatzal brings down, even though Ladavid, technically you say more, Yosef Tadir Shayom will say Yosef Pamim Me'ashir Shayom. Baruch Hinafshi, we say maybe 18 times a year. You say it the 12 times of Rosh Chodesh, and then the 2 days of Chodesh, you say it maybe 18 times a year, roughly. Whereas Ladavid, you're going to say for 40 days. So he says, so it seems that Ladavid is actually more Tadir. But he brings down, no, you still say Baruch Hinafshi first, because Baruch Hinafshi is brought because of Rosh Chodesh, and Ladavid is not specifically brought because of Rosh Chodesh. Then he brings down in the base Ovel, the minhag is to end the Tvila with Lamaseach Lebnei Korach. So in that situation, he brings down from the Sefer, Nachamu Ami, Sheesh Lahakdimus Ladavid. You say Ladavid first, and then you conclude with Lamaseach Lebnei Korach, because here again, Tadir Ladavid is more than Lamaseach Lebnei Korach. Now we finally get to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, where he tells us, Yesh Maschilim Yom Rishon, the Rosh Chodesh, Yesh Maschilim Yom Sheni, the Rosh Chodesh. That which we blow the shofar, there are two different customs. Some begin it on what is the 30th day of Av, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and some begin it on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Aleph Elul. And each one should follow the custom. And he says, Ken Kosu B'Seder Derech HaChayim. This is also brought down Derech HaChayim. He says, you normally blow shofar after the davening. The issue for number six brings down what happens if you missed it by Shachris, whatever the reason. So Rav Moshe finds this on the Igros. Moshe says, so then blow by Mincha time. It's like a makeup for Shachris. It's supposed to blow once a day. That's our minhag. Albeit we brought down some blow it by Marav as well, but our minhag is blow it once a day. If you miss by Shachris, blow by Mincha. That's Rav Moshe's opinion. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, She'ein Inyan L'Hashem B'Satkios, you're not Mechuyev to do this. And this is also the opinion of the Mishnah Halachos, the Ungva Rebbe Zatzal, Rav Menashe Klein. Mishmur continues and says, we have the custom every day, brings down on every weekday, after the davening, you get people together, this is what I alluded to before from the Mati Ephraim, that they get together in the Tzibur, and they say, Asorim Mizmorim, they say 10 kapitlach of Tilim every day, and they say the special Yiratzon that you find, Lefnei Amoroso, Yesh Ladali Tevos Behem Shivim Shona, in that Yiratzon, at the beginning of Tehillim, you find that the most good Tehillim, they have this beautiful Yiratzon, you should read the words, it's beautiful, both before and after the saying of Tehillim, beautiful Yiratzon. So it says there, Yimei Shinostayim Shivim Shona. Men live 70 years. So you should skip that because we don't want to skimp and only say we're going to have 70 years. We want to all have 120 years with the Gezunt and Parnasa and all good things. So therefore, we skip that, the Minog. The Kivin Sheinomim Sefer Sholem. And so we don't read the entire Tehillim or even an entire book of Tehillim. Tehillim are broken up into five Svarim. They're broken up into multiple different ways. There's one like a way to break up the Tehillim into five Svarim, into seven Svarim for one for every day of the week and one for every day of the month. So since we're not saying a full Sefer, he says, Yesh Lomar, Bischus Mizmori Tehillim Shekor Lefunecha, rather than the five Svarim that it's typically broken up into. And then after the Acha Yiratzon, you're saying it together in a minion, Omrim Kaddish. You say the Kaddish, in this situation, Kaddish Sholei, without this Kabbal. Vim Ein Asara B'Shasim Yiratz Tehillim. But if there aren't 10 people there, Umam Tinim Alechot, Shiyashlam a minion, but you're waiting for a guy to join you, so you have a minion, so Yesh L'Shayir Mizmer Echot should leave one kapitel to say all together. Dishu for number 7 brings out other cusses as well, just a couple of the psukim of the kapitel. In any event, should all say it together, and then v'yomru achar shiashlimu asara v'yomar kaddish. Then you have 10 people saying it all together for a little bit, then you say the kaddish afterwards. Or v'yomay ha-tshuva shebein rashon yom kippurim, during the aser simei tshuva, so omrim yosir mi'asar mizorim. Then you want to complete the tilim one more time. Now the 150 kapitloch, you only have 10 days, so you say 15 every day. K'dei ligmor ha-tilim pam shlishis kodim yom kippurim, to complete the tilim again, by the time of Yom Kippur. And this is also brought down for the Mati Ephraim. Again, there are different customs, whether you can or cannot say these Tillim on Shabbos or on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur itself. So each person should follow their custom. There are those that say, if you're saying Seder Ayom, you're allowed to say it even on Shabbos and on Rosh Hashanah. Sivkot and Dalet, now we bring down the Ashkenazic custom to only say it not from the start of Slichos, from the start of Elul, like the Svardim do, but to say it from the Motzei Shabbos, that's right before Shoshana. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'yaf yochid yuchalomar osam she'en behem yud gimul midos. And even an individual by himself is allowed to say them because he won't say the yud gimul midos. U'b'slicha sh'nizka yud gimul midos. And those that have the yud gimul midos, yedaleg osam tevos. He has to skip those words. Dershu footnote number 10 brings down that there are ways to say the yud gimul midos. We discussed this previously. You can say it with a trup, with a nigun of some sort. And he brings down women don't have the custom to say it as a result because they usually don't know the trup or the nigun. And they should skip those paragraphs. And if you started saying it with the tzibur, you'll have to continue even though they went ahead of you. And if somebody davens very, very slowly and he's going to miss saying the yud gimel midos, so the Yashav Zatzal or Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both bring down, stop where you are in the middle of the slichos, say yud gimel midos in the tzibur, and then finish off afterwards the slicha that you were saying. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, those that are in Aramaic, go on Machi, Masi, Vuhule, or Morin, Divishmai, Vuhule, at the end of the Slichos, there are these Aramaic paragraphs. You only say them with a minion. This is brought down in the name of the El Yerab. The issue footnote number 11 brings down that you can still say these things as long as you started saying them while the Tzibur is still saying Slichos. But he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Sheshuv lo yom ha-mech yumachsi, if you didn't start it, if the Tzibur is already finished saying all of the Slichos. The issue foot number 9 says, even if somebody's a big Talmid Chacham, he's learning all day, say Slichos with the Tzibur. Likewise, he brings down from the Elyon Rabbah that you should stand up during the saying of the Slichos, and certainly at least you should try to stand up for the Yud Gimel Midos and saying Kel Melech Yoshev. Likewise, when you say the Vidur, you should be standing up. Mishmur continues and says, we start off by saying Elokeinu V'Kei Avoseinu, which Dershu foot number 12 tells us the psukim shenogim lomar lifnei kol piyot brings up the machzis shekel shapiyot nisakin al psukim shelofonim. That's the most important part, and you should be makbit to say that. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says shamadalgin hisit seikar. If you skip those psukim, you're missing the essential part of the slicha. However, the Mishmur says the only time we don't say alokeinu v'kei avoseinu is chutz mislicha maschalas b'shem echad mishmosu shel hakadosh baruch hu. Then you don't have to say it. Brings down from the Avodah Zarah. It says vayikra b'shem Hashem. We have to make a hefsek. Yesh lafsek ma'at bein b'shem uvein Hashem. We pause vayikra b'shem. Pause Hashem. if you start Ashri and there's no minyan, then he brings down that when you do get a minyan, then you, even though you started saying the slichos, you say the Kaddish then. And if you had a minyan at the start, but there was no minyan at the end, then you're allowed to go and say the Kaddish at the end as well, like we've learned previously. With this, we conclude today's shir.